Vice President, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to share Portugal's progress and commitment in promoting gender equality and the rights of LGBTI persons. In the National Strategy for Equality and Non-Discrimination to 2030, we approved two plans of action for equality between women and men. The first from 2018 to 2021 and the second from 2023 to 2026. As regards Estonia's recommendation, in the external assessment that was done for the first plan, we saw an execution rate of 79%. This plan is a true paradigm shift in gender equality policies, especially in terms of transversality and intersectionality. Firstly, and replying to Botswana's recommendation, in the education and trade policies, we see that Portugal has investigated enriching content that deconstructs gender stereotypes in schools and in universities. Recognising menstrual health as a question of health and human rights, we will shortly be distributing free of charge hygiene projects in primary and secondary schools throughout the country and in health centres. In the labour market and in work lines, responding to the Dominican Republic and Burkina Faso's recommendations, we have carried out actions to ensure full equality and balanced participation between men and women. Programs for parenthood, flexible working conditions, equal salaries, decision-making, all of this linked to the demographic challenge, these have been key in this area. Replying to the Advance Panama and a recommendation from Bulgaria, I can say that in economic decision making, there has been a very clear development after adoption of the 2017 law. The level of representation of women between 2017 and 2022 in the boards of stock exchange quoted companies rose from 16.2% to 33.3%, and in the state sector from 27% to 42.1%. In political terms, this is the government with the highest level of female participation, a representation of 40.6% currently. Portugal is promoting gender equality in science, engineering, technology and innovation, encouraging women to enter these areas and promoting policies of non-discrimination. In 2022, women represented 36.4% of persons qualified in STEM. In response to Canada's question, in terms of governance and monitoring of public policy on gender equality, Portugal has been carrying out reforms to strengthen efficiency, including through improvement of the statistics system. We've implemented a new methodology for gender analysis in public budgets, ensuring that gender perspective is considered within financial methods. For 2025, the state budget provides 718 million euros to measures for equality. In response to another question, as regards our commitment to LGBTI rights, Portugal has been adopting policies and legislation, and recently in 2024, we adopted a law prohibiting so-called conversion therapies. This legislation criminalises these practices which violate basic human rights, establishing sentences for offenders and psychological support and legal support to victims. We've also stepped up our commitment through the new Plan of Action for Equality LGBTI to 2026. The plan covers essential areas including health, education, safety and employment. It promotes tangible measures to combat discrimination and ensure equal access to all public services. It establishes training for professionals, ensuring a more effective response to the needs of the LGBTI community. In recognising the importance of protecting young people in schools, we have created a working group for the prevention and the combating of bullying and cyberbullying. That group seeks to promote the implementation of strategies and programmes for awareness. It provides schools and teachers with tools to combat all forms of discrimination. Through this, we are seeking to ensure that our schools are safe, inclusive spaces where all children and young people can learn and develop without any fear of being the target of violence. Thank you.
Muito obrigada.
Thank you very much. And I return the